You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Sonia Henry is getting ready for work. She's in her final year of GP training, and it has not been easy. Now she's decided to speak out, recently penning a book called Going Under, inspired by her own experiences working in the hospital system.
I think that we have all been exposed to, whichever hospital you've trained at, bullying, reticence to claim overtime, reticence to ask for help, and also reticence to speak out about these issues.
Dr. Henry is not the only one concerned about the culture in Australian hospitals. A number of junior doctor welfare surveys across the country have also raised similar issues. One senior doctor has expressed the view that the problem is too many women, and he has said they are making the medical profession more vulnerable. In an email from November 2018, seen by SBS News, senior obstetrician and New South Wales Doctors Union branch counsellor Dr. Hans-Peter Dietz told the union's council,
"Our workforce is increasingly vulnerable because it's increasingly female and not exactly prepared for adversity, because schools and uni are safe spaces. Suicides are one result. Inability to cope with everyday nastiness is another."
Women now make up about 60% of medical students in Australia and New Zealand, but are underrepresented in most specialties. For example, only 11% of surgeons are female. Dr. Tessa Kennedy, the chair of the AMA Council of Doctors in Training, has condemned the remarks by Dr. Dietz, saying they perpetuate outdated attitudes.
"I'm not entirely surprised to hear that they still exist. I'm saddened that they're coming from somebody in a position of leadership, who's arguably in a role where they're meant to be representing their peers."
Dr. Melissa Yang is a co-founder of an online support network for female doctors called Dr. Doc Network. She says while she agrees the medical workforce is now more vulnerable, it has nothing to do with gender.
"I think that the vulnerability of the workforce comes a lot from the increasing demands that we have of us now. I think that the medical work has really changed over the years. It's really evolved, and we're now working in an industry which is very overstretched from a resource capacity, but also it's now quite time critical, a lot of the interventions that we have, and also that the resources we have are becoming less and less for an increasing population of patients that we serve."
The president of the New South Wales branch of the Doctors' Union, Dr. Anthony Sara, said sentiments in the emails are totally unacceptable and in no way reflect the views of ASMOF. Dr. Dietz has declined to comment. He remains on the ASMOF New South Wales Council. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.